The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
What are plant goals and are they a problem? This is Amy Grisak, the pest patrol expert from PlantersPlace.com, and today we're going to talk about what's going on if you see all these lumps and bumps all over your trees and shrubs. So do the leaves on your trees have bumps? Same with the shrubs? When there's an injury or stress, especially from an insect, particularly during the time when the tree or the shrub is growing vigorously in the spring, they'll often produce these abnormal growths we call plant galls. But what are galls and do they affect overall plant health? There are multiple reasons that plants develop galls. It could be the result of a virus, bacterial infection, or some sort of mite, but more often than not, insects are the culprit. Plant galls take on such a wide variety of appearances depending upon the source of the irritant. This year, many of the lilacs in the area have large bumps on the foliage, which is also a bit deformed. These types of abnormal growths can range from a tiny pinpoint-sized dots to more dramatic, rather large formations. Galls can also come in different colors. The ones on the lilac are green, but don't be surprised if you see bumps that are red, yellow, or even black. The aphid mite is a common pest for maples, and the resulting galls turn a crimson color towards the end of the season. They're actually very, very beautiful because they are so eye-catching. Besides abnormal growths on the leaves, galls can form large knobs and tumors, like growing on the stems and branches of the shrub or tree. Within hundreds of possible origins of the stressor, it makes sense that they take on different shapes, sizes, and colors. One of the most common reasons that plant galls are formed is because of insects feeding upon the plant or laying eggs within it. There are some sap-sucking or some sucking insects, such as aphids, whose salivary secretions cause this reaction from the plant. Other times, this reaction results from the insects laying eggs on the foliage itself. This causes vigorous growing during the spring, causing the plant to grow around the egg. Many times, this is a function of the reproductive cycle of that particular insect, and the larvae will feed inside of the gall. Cynipid wasps are one example of this parasitic type of relationship, but what is particularly interesting is the wasp larvae secrete a substance that encourages the plant to modify its growth. The larvae feed upon this until it's large enough to emerge. Most of the time, the presence of galls does not negatively impact the health of the shrub or the tree. Sometimes there are leaf deformities to some degree, but is typically not enough to harm the overall plant. Now, there are rare cases where it can defoliate a specimen, but in this case, you need to take a look at the bigger pest problem and not simply focus on the gall issue. Fungal infections are another reason for galls. Fungi, such as Phomopsis, causes those knobby spherical growths on branches. Rust fungus creates the orange appearance on branches as well, and the Apiosporina causes galls to form along the branches themselves. There are also a number of bacterial infections that create these abnormalities, and nematodes can be yet another big reason that galls form on plants. And, as mentioned concerning the maples, mites are another gall-creating source. Even though they don't look very good, plant galls really don't hurt the shrub or the tree. In reality, you don't have to do anything. If it's a small amount of leaves affected and it bothers you, feel free to prune them out. But other than that, it's best to recognize that it's just part of the bigger cycle and let it go, bumps and all. For more information on plant galls or any pests you might have in the garden, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.